B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, here's today's fun tip. Hang on to your potato head.
Okay.
It's going to be worth money now if you got a Mr. Potato Head or a Mrs. Potato Head. Hang on to it.
Yeah.
You know the problem I have with this, the whole story?
Please enlighten me.
There's a one fundamental problem.
What's that?
With the company, in case folks have missed it, that wants to go gender neutral with the potato
head? They're just gonna gonna have a Mr. Potato Head. They're not gonna have a Mr. They're just gonna have a potato head, and you decide.
That's right. So my wife thinks the issue is they just want one box, make it easier for marketing and distribution. My problem is the name of the company that's doing this.
What?
They gotta change it.
Oh God, now I
don't you think?
Of course you do. What's the name of the company, everybody?
Hasbro. Can't be
How about
bro.
Just bra? B-R-U-H.
No, can't be Hasbro anymore. Can't do that. Yeah. Any recommendations?
Yes.
I got it.
For you?
Yeah.
So many.
I got it.
Once you finish up that sensitivity training.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm just saying. They're being insensitive.
Oh,
Hasbro.
Yeah, what are they going to change it to?
Has not. You like that?
No.
Once you noodle that for a while I do this.
Okay.
Has not.
Uh-huh.
With a new potato head. Brought to you by Has Not.
Oh, my God.
No? Okay, fine.
By the way, Mr. Potato Head, can we just discuss it for one second?
Okay.
Worst toy ever.
Kind of a boring toy.
It's the worst toy ever because you lose the arms, the nose, the eye.
They fall off anyway.
They fall off.
You play with it.
And then after you put the arms and everything on it, or the hat, or maybe you put it like a mustache, it's over.
What do you do?
It's a 1 minute game.
Yep, I agree. So there's that.
There's that.
I don't have fond memories of Mr. Potato Head.
Or Mrs. Right off into the sunset.
And they're funny in Toy Story.
I know, that's it. That's it.
I don't know, kind of starchy.
I got some angry eyes.
A little starchy. Abundant sunshine today, high 38, and 30 tonight. Rain and snow in the morning all mixed up, 45 for your high on Saturday. Sunday, occasional showers, that's rain, and 43, but that's okay. Say bye-bye February. We're on to March.
God. You're on to
Monday.
March. You're so psyched.
I am. Hey, Monday, real quick, big stuff happening here. Let's take care of some station business.
Okay.
Are you with me?
No.
Okay, the 10K no repeat workday starts Monday.
Really?
Yeah, so what happens is we're going to tell you the song of the day.
Okay.
That's worth $500. Now, we're going to tell you the hour in the song it'll play. So then you're listening for that hour. All you got to do is be caller 100. And we set aside a special phone number just for this contest.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Would you like to hear the number?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Call 855-485-2000. It's the money line.
Love a jingle.
No wonder you love March.
Why?
We have a wicked fun contest.
We're on to March. We're giving away cash.
Giving away money.
Yeah. Love it.
Prepare to meet Mr. Angry Eyes.
I can't find my other eye.
It's mine. Give it back.
A little starchy. I like it. He's funny, right? All right. We're moving on.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bronson.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 6 o'clock. Let's see what's happening, LBF.
All right. It's 28 degrees in Boston. Here are today's headlines. The state is lifting coronavirus restrictions, which includes allowing large venues such as Fenway Park and Gillette Stadium to host fans of more than 5,000 starting March 22nd. Monday, restaurants will no longer be subject to capacity limits. In-person classes will resume on Monday for preschool through third grade students in Boston. Fourth through eighth grade students will return to in-person classes on March 15th, and all remaining students will return on March 29th. Tax refunds are going out a lot slower this year because of the IRS got a late start. It started processing income tax returns on February 12th, more than 2 weeks later than last year. Taylor Swift is countersuing a theme park in Utah for playing her music. Evermore Theme Park filed a lawsuit claiming the pop star's Evermore album violates the park's trademark rights. So Swift's music team said the amusement park in Utah cannot play her songs.
She doesn't mess around.
No, she doesn't. I really like Taylor Swift. She gets older and older.
You like her?
Yeah, she's kind of badass. Like the fact that she's trying to take her music.
I never thought she was badass. But she's tough in court.
No, she is. Like, yeah, she no thinks doubt. You look at her and you're like, oh, she's cute. But she might be a little scary. And I like that in a woman.
She's actually very. I did meet her once, not to name drop, back in the day.
Oh, God. Here
tall,
we go.
Just
tall? She tall?
Super tall.
Tall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
beautiful nice. Eyes. Just amazingly beautiful blue eyes.
I'm glad you're noticing the important things.
Hey, well, come on. Taylor Swift. Don't get excited. Okay.
In sports, the Celtics will host the Pacers tonight. I like her ability to sue everybody who ticks her off.
Remember that radio guy who got a little handsy?
That's what I'm thinking
about. That was not me. Thank you.
Okay. And the Bruins will face the Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Weather today is sunny and high of 38. You're funny, Bob Bronson. I like this.
Well, that's good. Are you done?
I am.
I like that. Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly and get your vehicle scanned. Free of charge, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better price every day. She cannot be ignored. LBF, what's cool?
Won't be ignored. Yes, so one third of you are not wearing this right now, and you're not even going to wear it all day. You're not going to wear it tomorrow either, and that's because of the pandemic.
Really?
Yep. You just decided no.
Okay, what is it? We're not... I shouldn't say we.
We should say we.
You think so?
You never know, Bob.
Okay, we're moving on. Brian.
All right.
What do you have, Brian?
Well, you know, everybody's trying to get their appointments, and the wait times are a little long. I have a hack that might help you.
Okay, you
possibly.
Do. Okay.
Well, yeah.
We'll reveal later a new version of the Beatles tune.
Oh, yes.
Very funny.
Right,
okay,
right.
That can also help.
But stick around for that. Okay.
Yeah. And while you're waiting, do this. So you can qualify.
Hey, you want a shot? There's things you can do.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a nightmare story. This is one of the people's biggest nightmare. But a man happened to, he was able to live through his nightmare, falling off a ship.
Oh. Ugh.
Need I say
no
more?
Idea.
Right
Bourne
in
style?
The dark.
Oh, I almost turned a ship around because I thought somebody fell off.
All right. There you go. Okay. Let's hear it, LBF.
Anywho. So one third of you have decided, you know what? I'm not wearing this today, and I'm not going to wear it all day. And maybe I'm not going to wear it tomorrow.
What would that be?
A bra.
I knew it. I knew it.
The pandemic has changed a lot about us. And you know what? We will not be restricted by clasps and pulleys.
Okay.
People are changing the way that they personal grooming habits. Right. I find that if you don't want to wear a bra, fine. That's great. But a couple of things I have a problem with.
Okay.
Like, all right, so 34% of people are not wearing a bra. 50% of people don't style their hair. 63% of people don't wear makeup.
Man.
I know.
Just let it ride.
Yep.
Huh?
Putting on clean clothes every day is optional.
Oh, boy.
One third decided no.
Wow. How are we ever going to get back to it? Don't go there. Really?
17% of people are like, meh.
Just not showering.
16% don't use deodorant. One out of 10 people are like, fresh underwear and socks?
Oh, you can stop. That's how you've done enough damage.
About 6% of people brushing your teeth.
That is just disgusting.
I know.
You said yesterday,
if
you want to avoid COVID, which is why you're home, brush and floss.
Right.
That helps.
Listen to Bob.
I just am here to help.
He's all set with the bras, if you notice.
Well, you know,
I mean, I tell you.
Personal choice, you know, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, brush your teeth, but I don't care about your bra.
I don't know. After this whole pandemic, I have to start wearing a bra.
That's Brian, not me. Okay. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, I know, you know, the mass vaccine website is just a complete blank show, and people are getting these insane wait times. Kid in Chicago, he's 14 years old, and his grandparents were having trouble getting signed up, so he helped them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened. There you go.
I just kept trying. We had, I want to say, 4 computers open, and we were trying on all of them, and I just got lucky. I started getting all these private messages saying, Benjamin, we need help.
He saw a need for something that he felt that he could help with, and he just jumped in.
It's a great feeling to be able to help people like this. So I personally have helped 115 people.
Wow. Look at that. 14-year-old kid.
Mm.
They know how to work the computers.
That's what it is. Yeah. 8 of them. You said, what, 6 to 8 computers
like
going?
A couple computers going.
The vaccine rollout is not a blank show. It's a shot show.
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is shot. There's something you can do about it. Stick around. You're going to hear it. Anyway.
Here's your wait time right now if you're trying to sign up.
Okay.
25,600
minutes.
Yep.
All right. 25,000. Your approximate wait time? Yeah. Okay.
Bad.
And finally, a Lithuanian man. It always sounds like you have a lisp when you say that.
It's true.
It is. A Lithuanian man survived an incredible 14 hours in the Pacific Ocean after falling off a cargo ship. They were doing a 3,500-mile supply run. The Silver Supporter's chief engineer felt a little dizzy after a night shift in the engine room, which gets hot, okay? So the ship was traveling through the New Zealand area to the remote Pitcairn Islands, where all you see there are seals, and there's no way to live. Yep. So he went out on the deck to get some fresh air after his shift. It was about 4 in the morning. This was February 16th, a couple of weeks ago. He says that he felt he may have fainted. He doesn't know exactly how he ended up plunging. He just fainted.
Wow.
He was not wearing a life jacket and was then some 400 nautical miles from the nearest land. He struggled to stay afloat until after the sun came up, and then he made a last-ditch swim for a far-off black dot, which turned out to be an unanchored fishing buoy. And then he was rescued from there. 14 hours.
Nightmare.
Is there a nightmare, right?
1 second in that ocean, and I would have been like, there are sharks everywhere. I'm dead. I would panic. I would have died from a heart attack.
Right?
Yep. That's it.
He kept his cool. He's alive to tell about it.
Not me.
Oh, yeah. Not a survivor.
Nope.
You mean we wouldn't be reading the story how she survived?
That poor woman died of a heart attack.
Yes. Does she walk? Does she talk?
WROR, 80s and more. The J. Geils Band, correct me if I'm wrong, not yet in the Hall of Fame. That's a misjustice.
It is, but you know, that's life.
But J. Geils is no longer. Don't be so hard on the boy. Okay. I just think they should be in the Hall of Fame, but what do I know? I've only been doing this
for
a few
years. Yeah, really.
Hey, speaking of bands,
yeah,
you know, we have our own house band.
Yes,
there's a name for it though that we've come up with. It's
the ROR Get Out of My House Band.
Yes, okay. And they've come up with a new song.
Yes,
that we were just talking about, the extra long waits online to sign up for the COVID shot.
Yes.
There's a solution to it.
There is.
Here's the Get Out of Our House Band.
The ROR Get Out of My House Band.
Doing a Beatles cover.
Get fat, and they'll give you a shot.
Yep.
Get fat, and start to eat a lot. Get fat, everybody.
There it is, right there, the ROR Get Out of My House Band.
With Get Fat. It is. Your BMI is high.
Oh,
get a shot.
That's one comorbidity.
Yep.
There it is. 6:29, LBF coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, God, you guys. Yeah. I have two mind-blowing things going on in Dirty Laundry.
Right.
One, you won't believe what sweet SOB is turning the big 9-0 on Sunday.
Okay.
All right, one.
Big birthday, 90.
Yep. And
got
two,
mm-hmm.
mind-blown, you won't believe who is related to John Williams, the composer.
You told me, and it is mine.
Like, what?
I would have never known
it.
And we play their music.
Exactly.
Okay?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Elton right there, of course. Fanny and the Jets, sunny today, and 38. Down to 30 tonight, tomorrow through Saturday. Rain and snow all mixed up in the morning, and pretty much rain in the afternoon. High 45 Sunday. More showers, 43. So not a great weather weekend, but it's the weekend.
It is.
You can't argue
sleep
with
in.
That. Sleep in.
No reason to get up.
28 degrees in Boston. Here we go.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
And I'm just going to say,
yeah,
it could get dirty. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay? Here
before
we go.
I get to the... story that Bob Bronson suggested. Oh, I do.
I couldn't do the story.
Because we have no HR department.
No, because I would not do that story.
No.
It needs a professional like you to do it. Good.
This is brought to you by Century. Before I get to that, and Lady Gaga's situation, let's wow you guys. Let's wow you with two pieces of information that I bet you didn't know. First... Yeah. Oh, my God. This sweet SOB of my youth is 90 on Sunday. Hit it.
Love. Wow.
I love this song so much.
Jack Jones.
It brings me such pleasure. Gavin McLeod, Captain Stubing, is going to be 90 on Sunday.
No kidding.
And just hearing the first couple of notes of the song reminds me of being a kid in my pajamas with my babysitter, Debbie Bolin, and popcorn or chocolate and watching Love Boat and, like, waiting and then falling asleep during Fantasy Island.
Okay.
And my God.
Yeah, but you know what, though? What's amazing about Gavin?
I wasn't drunk then.
Gavin looked 90 when he was, you know, on Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. He was on Mary Tyler Moore from 1970 to 77.
So he was really young then. That's crazy.
He was. Murray. He was long-suffering Murray.
Yeah, there
but then he had a total, total switch, and he was like the very in charge Captain Stubing.
Yes.
Adopting Vicky and everything.
Are you serious? I forgot about that.
The other fun fact. Listen, I know everything is to know.
It wasn't a real, I shouldn't down a blow.
Don't
okay, go
even.
Ahead. I won't.
I mean, I was so pissed that I never went on the Princess.
To Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, and now it's dead. Now the boat, the Pacific Princess, is like, they've it's rubble.
Rub, yep. It's mothballed.
I know, it is. Okay. All right, another fun fact that's going to blow your mind. Are you weirded out?
We're laughing at you. We're laughing at you.
With. It's all good. It's all
weirded out because of my passion.
A little
all
passionate.
Right, you guys, I just found out something today that has blown my mind. My mind.
Yeah, no, this is good.
Did you know that the lead singer of Toto?
Yeah.
Toto. Like, Toto. Name a couple of Toto songs.
Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosanna.
Right.
Rosanna.
Joseph Williams.
Yeah.
You know who his dad is?
I didn't until you told me. I'll confess.
John Williams.
That's cool.
What?
John Williams of Jaws fame and, like, everything else.
Composer.
The whole bit.
That's his dad.
That's his dad. Wow. It's really hardly on his Wikipedia. Another fun fact about Joseph Williams, the son of lead singer of Toto.
Yeah.
He was the lead singer of the Gummy Bears cartoon theme song. Did you know that on Saturday mornings in the 80s?
I did not know that either.
You want to hear a little bit of it?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh,
come on. It's going to change your life.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
Remember the show?
Yes.
All through the forest, they sing out in chorus.
Good song.
Marching along as their song fills the air.
He has a nice voice. Okay.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Hey, gotta make that proud.
All right. Lady Gaga has offered $500,000 as a reward to find her two French bulldogs after they were
half
stolen.
Half a million.
Yeah. Nothing for the guy who was shot.
Oh, okay, but, no, that's fine.
Yeah,
her dog walker.
Her dogs are our dog napped.
So he was walking three of her French bulldogs, Gustav, Koji, and Miss Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And then they two thieves approached the dog walker, said, give it up, and I guess it was the dogs, shot him in the stomach. He's going to recover. Two of the dogs left, but Miss Asia, because you know what? She's a girl, and she knows. Mm. She ran from the thieves back to Ryan to make sure he was okay.
Aw.
So anyway, $500,000. Weird story, but
So the dogs are kidnapped.
Yep.
Or dog napped.
Yeah,
dog. Did they get Miss Asia, too?
No, Miss Asia's fine.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
The thing is that dog napping is on the rise, and French bulldogs are pretty popular because they're very expensive.
Yeah, they are.
So just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the story that we've all been waiting for.
The danger isn't.
No, I had no idea.
Dog walking.
Huh. This is the story that you know we're all excited about. The Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It's all coming together here. You're going to notice in a minute.
Right. Uh-huh.
The Golden Globes are going to be on Sunday on NBC, and it's going to be a first. First of all, there aren't going to be any people there, really.
Right.
It's not like the way it is where it's TV and eating and stuff like that.
Mm.
The other thing is that there's a new company that's going to have a commercial, and it's for lactating breasts.
Okay.
Yep.
When
company that makes products for postnatal breast care is running a commercial Sunday night, features naked and lactating breasts. Probably a first for network TV.
And the show again is
Golden Globes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so there you go. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yep. If you're watching the Golden Globes.
And all of a sudden you're like, wow, there's a boob on TV. And it's not somebody nominated.
Nope.
That is the commercial.
Thank you for that public service announcement.
Wow.
It's the one we needed.
I know.
Okay, good job, LBF. Sunny in 38 today, and down at 30 tonight. We got some rain tomorrow. Right now, it's 28.
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday. Yes. Let's play our little five-second rule. We've got two self-described movie buffs on the phone with us. Two ladies. First, let's say good morning to Lisa. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, where are you from? What you doing?
I'm heading into work. I'm from Douglas.
Okay, Lisa, a few words. Let's say good morning to Sandy. Sandy, same thing. Where are you from? Tell us a little about yourself.
Good morning. I am on my way home from work. I work the overnight shift at the hospital, and now I'm going to go home and take care of my grandson.
Wow.
And I'm from Greensboro.
Wow. Okay. So you guys, you know, the five-second rule, here is how it's going to work. We're going to give you a movie in 5 seconds. Name as many actors as you can from the movie. Brian is going to be judging. He's got his... the computer is open, so he can verify on the spot if that actor was indeed in the movie. Okay? Don't be intimidated. LBF, I want you to have Lisa today, so you can start with Lisa.
Okay?
And what movie is your first?
Okay, so this is the 80s theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get them in the right mindset.
Yes.
Okay, ready? The movie is Trading Places.
Trading Places, go.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, see, we're just getting warmed up.
Just about 30 seconds.
Just getting warmed up. All right, Sandy.
That was bad.
No, that's fine.
It's okay.
Sandy, it's your turn. Sandy, again, like LBF said, 80s movies. I think it was 1980, the movie's Caddyshack. You ready? Caddyshack, go.
Bill Murray. Oh my God.
That's hard, right?
Oh.
I can verify Bill Murray was in it. Okay.
You're up one.
All right.
I feel like, all right, I'm going to be honest.
I wanted Trading Places.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
See, I feel like those are hard.
Okay.
I think we started off with hard ones.
All right, let's go.
Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah. Number two for Lisa.
Lisa,
yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Lisa, The Breakfast Club. Go.
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
Was she in it twice? No, just once. Sorry. All right, we're going to give you one there. Okay. Sandy, don't laugh. Here's your shot. Sandy. Here we go. Same era. St. Elmo's Fire. The movie is St. Elmo's Fire. Go.
Demi Moore.
There's so many people in these movies. It's hilarious.
Right.
But it's hard to do.
It's hard. Stay with it, ladies. You have one more to play. Lisa, final movie.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Magnolias.
All right. I'm going to give you a second. Lisa, Steel Magnolias. Go.
Dolly Parton, Julia Roberts. Oh, God.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, Sandy, this is your last shot at it. Here we go. Your last movie, Sandy, is Top Gun. The movie is Top Gun. Ready? Go.
Meg Ryan.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise. Who is
that? Can we verify those two?
Yes.
All right.
I like the Meg Ryan.
That was her debut.
Obscure. Very good. All right. Brian, you verified all those actors in those movies?
Yes.
Right?
Well, there weren't that many to check. Yes.
Okay. All right. Be nice to our players.
Right.
Who's our winner, Brian?
Edging out Lisa by just one. Sandy takes it.
Sandy.
Nice.
Good job.
Nice job. Oh my gosh.
You got it, Sandy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's great. All right, it's harder than we thought. But you got it. So, Lisa, you have a great day. Bye-bye, Lisa. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Lisa. Great job.
Thank you.
Check your dignity at the door. It's harder than we thought. Brian, what do we got for Sandy today?
All right, a Fandango Now movie download. Staying in just got better. Visit FandangoNow.com to download your movies.
I think we retire this game. Movie version.
Maybe.
What do you think? Is that it?
You'll never have to defend your championship, Sandy.
No.
I think we're done. Until maybe next year's Golden Globes.
Right.
That's fine. Okay, here's Bob Seger. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thank God we had two movie buffs playing that game.
Right?
That would have been rough.
Wow.
If they weren't movie buffs.
It's on the spot.
It's so hard. It's harder than it sounds.
But we make people work for it.
Oh, we do. Yeah, so if you're yelling at the radio, yeah, it's easier when you're watching people play. That's why they call Monday morning quarterback.
Right?
Here's a game everybody can play starting Monday. This is huge. Take note, please. Starting Monday, which just happens to be March 1st, we'll kick off the 10K No Repeat Workday Song of the Day. It's worth 10K because that's how it's going to all add up when we give away $500 a day. We're going to tell you Monday morning what that song is, the power it's going to play.
Oh, really?
Then all you have to do is be caller number 100.
We're obviously not in charge of these games because these are easy.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easy. That's the idea. We don't want no sweat, right? So be listening Monday. We're going to tell you the exact hour and song to be listening for that is worth $500 to call number 10. Remember, there's a special number. It is this. We'll give it to you again if you don't have a pen, but it's 855-485-2000. Easier to remember because, well, here it is.
Call 855-485-2000. It's the money line.
Just remember that. Okay, the fun starts Monday. Coming up, we've got a morning court case. Sloan is on the phone.
Sloan on the phone.
And let's put it this way. Sloan wants to be left alone because she's got noisy neighbors.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. How could they be making such
noises?
What noises are they making? These noisy neighbors. So morning court will be in session coming up at 7:40.
That's not the only thing in session.
Yeah, apparently. Sloan on the phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Well, this morning we have Sloan on the phone. Not her real name, but she definitely wants to be protected.
Okay.
For a good reason. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning, guys.
So you got a fun case here for us. Let's just be careful because, you know, it's a family show.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Just want to, you know, kind of give a heads up. All right, Sloan, let's hear about your morning court case.
Okay, so I live in like a condo complex situation, and I have this neighbor that used to have a boyfriend that came over on the weekends, but now since the pandemic, he's over all the time. And you might be wondering how I know this. I mean, I'm separated from my neighbors. I'm not, you know, roommates with them.
Right.
But the walls are super thin, and I can hear them. You said this is a family show.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're getting my drift.
Okay. They're not laughing.
No. I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not watching the TV loudly, if you know what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
But I hear them, and it's really hard to ignore them when it's late and I'm trying to sleep because I'm getting woken up. And okay, that's not even the worst.
Okay.
When I'm in the middle of a Zoom call in the middle of the day, the Zoom will pick up on it. It's
noisy.
No, sir.
Mm.
Ew.
Well, Sloan. It's very loud. It's frequent, right?
Yeah. And I guess, okay, I don't know. I guess I'm too embarrassed to say anything to her. And her mom's on the condo association, so it's not like I can say anything to them. So I'm kind of stuck.
So her mom is also lives in the complex, and she's on the association.
Oh, boy.
So you'd go to be tough.
Yeah,
you're going to mom.
Yeah, right. Hey, there's
my neighbor.
This girl in 2B.
or not 2B.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm. That is a dilemma.
I don't want to be rude, but I mean, it's like I'm an adult too.
Yeah.
But you see how awkward it could get if I'm in the, like, what if I was on this call and then all of a sudden you guys heard it? That wouldn't be family friendly.
But it'd be funny.
Yeah. We can wait.
Go ahead, hold the phone up, Sloan. No.
Wow.
You know, that's sounds funny, but it's after,
no, after a while. It's like
come
the
on.
First time you're like, ha, and then that, you know.
Yeah,
no,
it's
no.
way too frequently.
That's gross.
What should Sloan do on this one? How should she handle it? That's quite a case, Sloan. Quite a case. Can you sleep with your TV on? Is that a possibility? Maybe you make some noise of your own. Well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
All right,
yeah,
Bob.
You know. The TV.
She shouldn't have to do that.
All right.
This is her space. She spends money on it.
Are you like a lot of people are very, well, they need quiet to sleep. Are you a quiet sleeper?
It's not that I need quiet sleep. I'm just a light sleeper.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, I'm going to pick up on something going on. If it's like the fridge buzzing or something like that, I'm going to like just
anything banging would wake
out,
you up.
Jeez.
Right?
Bob Bronson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob,
what? I mean, if anything's noise.
You know what?
Buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
Things that go bump in the night.
That's right.
You're
going
to have to go on a timeout.
Right. They were bumping.
Gross. Everyone's Sloan. Gross.
Okay, Sloan. Stay tuned. You're going to hear, I think, maybe some great advice on how to handle this delicate situation we got here. Okay, Sloan, thanks for calling. Stay tuned.
Thanks so much.
All right, let's help her out. 888-410-1057. Sounds tired, you know?
She does.
She's not getting any sleep. Oh, okay.
He was so interested in this one.
We're here to help.
He loves sleep.
Bob loves sleep. I love your sleep. But see, I can sleep with the TV on. I got World War II going on the TV.
Literally.
The History Channel. Yeah, I put that on. I sleep through any noise. Some people can't. She can't. So, what should Sloan do? It is a delicate situation here. So,
I am at a loss.
That's a first.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Folks can chime in. 888-410-1057. What should Sloan do about her particular dilemma?
I'm thinking.
I know, earplugs, I know.
Yeah. No.
Okay, all right. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. It's 7:48. We got a morning court today. Sloan called us. Nice young lady. She's lives in a small townhouse complex. She has a neighbor that's single, but since COVID, her boyfriend has been spending way too much time for her comfort level. And how would you describe her dilemma, LBF?
What, you want me to just describe it?
Well, how would you describe Sloan's dilemma?
If I was going to call my friend?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Melissa, the people next to me constantly doing it, and all I hear is them doing it, and now it's on my Zoom meeting at work, and I'm embarrassed beyond belief. What should I do?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty, pretty good. All right, who's up first, Brian? Dave?
How are you, Dave?
Dave, what do you want to say to help Sloan out?
Well, it's just ironic that we had that same situation at the previous apartment that we lived at.
Okay.
And they lived actually upstairs from us, and we could hear them. And then we invited them to a cookout. We had this whole big thing, and we just kind of talked. And that situation came up, and they were just a little embarrassed, but we all laughed about it.
How did you bring that up? Now, how does that come up over a hamburger?
Well,
well, I know,
you know
how
it was,
comes up over
very,
another.
Very delicately, you know, it was a few beers in.
Okay. So, hey, you did like a bite. By the way,
by the way, yeah,
that's
and,
funny.
We became good friends, and it's been a lot easier since then. So.
That's a great story.
Now
right?
We're having key parties.
So just have a few beers with
yeah.
them, and go, hey,
yeah,
you
do that. The walls are thin.
Get them down, and
yeah, that's funny. That's a good
better.
Approach, David. Okay, see ya. Bye bye.
All right,
that's really
all
good.
Right.
Yeah, Amy, any advice today for Sloan?
So yeah, I think she should call the homeowners association, especially if this girl's mother is on it, because her mother might be a little bit embarrassed, and then yell at her daughter and say, cut it out.
Well, that's, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think she's afraid of repercussions, but maybe there won't be any.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I
mean,
I don't think there will be any repercussions on something like that. I think the mother will be too embarrassed.
You'd be, right, Mom?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Special mom was like, you go, girl.
Yeah. Bye, Amy. You go, girl?
Yeah, well, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
Sloan's listening, I think, at home because yeah. he's working from
she's
home.
She's listening to a lot.
If you can
hear us over everything.
Okay. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Two tickets to Paradise. That's Eddie Money. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court in session today. Yes, we are talking to Sloan, or we were a little bit earlier. She's got noisy neighbors, okay? And it's not just the TV that's loud, if you know what I mean. So let's see if we can get some advice for Sloan. Rob, what do you say?
I say she got two choices. One, she can bang on the wall and scream, cheer him on. Or two, she can bang on the wall and say, is that all you got?
Oh, my God.
Kind of aggressive.
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would do that. There's no talking about that over a cookout. I'd be all in.
That's funny.
Rob says, bang on the wall.
Is that all you got? Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
As loud as you possibly can.
And put it on TikTok.
I guarantee you, you'll hear a mouse chirp after that.
Well, hey.
Listen, we're looking for advice.
That's it.
That's
one angle. Thanks, Rob.
All right, that's funny.
7:55. Okay. So we'll take more calls for Sloan. She is listening. We know she's all ears. 888-410-1057. We'll do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Morning Court at 8:07 today, LBF. Be ready for that.
Super smart, you mean?
What did I say?
Morning Court.
Yeah, no, we're still doing one.
We got Morning Court on the brain.
This is a good one. Okay.
This one.
Super smart coming up. Yeah, right now it's Belinda Carlisle.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player today. Now, she's from Dudley, but she's playing this morning, I believe, from South Carolina. Let's say hi to Jane.
Yes, I am.
Jane, where are you in South Carolina?
at Hilton Head Island.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you go to Shoney's down there?
Oh, my God. Shoney's? Yeah. You're going to go to Shoney's?
Yeah, when
for
I was a
greasy
kid.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bob Evans is there, too.
It's not all Fairmont for me, Bob.
Okay. What are you doing down in Hilton Head?
I'm visiting my son.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here. Nice. My daughter just moved to the Myrtle Beach area of of South Carolina. I'll be visiting her shortly. Maybe I'll do the show from there.
Yes.
Okay, fine. No problem.
Oh, gee, don't miss me. Okay. Jane, you ready to win $1,000? That'd be fun on vacation, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, you get all 10 of these questions correct, and we will give you $1,000. Remember, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Okay, Jane, here we go.
What is 8 plus 5?
13.
What kind of game is Texas Hold'em?
Poker.
What movie did the villain Norman Bates appear in?
Psycho.
What's the name of Barbie doll's boyfriend?
Ken.
In what city would you find Battery Park?
New York.
Andy Dufresne spent time in this prison.
Shawshank.
What magazine ran the famous cover of a very pregnant Demi Moore in The Buff?
Vogue.
What novel portrays the life of the Joad family during the Great Depression?
Grapes of Wrath.
In The Simpsons, what's the name of the family's cat?
Pass.
What's the name of Gavin McLeod's character in The Love Boat?
Captain Steubing.
At the buzzer. Nice.
Got it. Jane, you got 8 right. Too bad you don't watch The Simpsons.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, what did we miss?
Yeah, Vanity was the magazine, wasn't it?
Yes. Vanity Fair. Yes, you got that. Demi Moore was appeared in The Buff. And The Simpsons, the name of the family's cat?
That dang cat.
Snowball.
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 Never forget.
You'll never forget Snowball now.
But well, awesome.
I'm consistent because I'm usually 8 or 9. So.
Jane, you are
great.
A world-class, super smart player. You just didn't watch The Simpsons. That's okay.
No, well, my kids were young at that age and impressionable, so we didn't want them to watch.
No,
right, exactly.
Okay.
I'll eat my shorts
SpongeBob
here.
SpongeBob now. I can't do that either.
Yeah,
so.
Right. I know. Freshy.
Oh, fresh. Yeah, he is fresh, but that is a funny show. Okay. Jane, when you get back to town from your vacation, we've got a $100 gift card for you to Apex Entertainment, okay? So
nice.
That's fun.
Thank
take,
you so
take,
much.
Yeah, take the family. There's good food and treats. And if you know anybody who's looking for a job, they're hiring.
Oh, really?
As we speak. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, for info, visit apexentertainment.com. Jane, enjoy the rest of your vacation down there in Hilton Head. We are happy for you. That's awesome. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All
good
right.
weekend.
Okay, hit Shoney's.
Hey, Shoney's is good.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Bye. Golden Corral is much better, I must say.
Oh, God.
Okay. If you want to play Super Smart, give it a shot. Go to WROR.com. Sign up to play there. Plus, LBF has a home version of the game up. Just as soon as the show's over, you can play anytime at WROR.com. Brian, it's 807. How are the roads?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have Morning Court going on today. Let's put it this way. Joan Jett wouldn't put up with that. She put up another dime in the jukebox.
Yeah.
To turn it up.
That's right.
Would she not? But Sloan is not Joan.
No, Sloan's not Joan.
She's not Joan. She's not going to put another dime in the jukebox.
No. It's, yeah.
So here's just a recap of Sloan's morning court appearance about 45 minutes or so ago. It's a delicate one. I'm just going to throw it out there. Okay, here it is.
I have this neighbor that used to have a boyfriend that came over on the weekends, but now since the pandemic, he's over all the time. And you might be wondering how I know this. I mean, I'm separated from my neighbors. I'm not, you know, roommates with them. But the walls are super thin, and I can hear them. They're not watching the TV loudly, if you know what I'm saying. But I hear them, and it's really hard to ignore them when it's late and I'm trying to sleep. Okay, that's not even the worst. when I'm in the middle of a Zoom call in the middle of the day, the Zoom will pick up on it. It's so noisy.
Hey, you know what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Enough said. So enough
Yikes.
Said. Those Zoom calls. Best you can't wait to go back to the office whenever
that, right?
It's like, open up already.
Could someone mute their microphone, please? We're getting a little...
right. So that was Sloan's Dilemma on Morning Court. So up next, we have Lee. Lee, what advice do you have for Sloan?
Okay, so I had a similar situation with Sloan, only it was my husband snoring. Mm-hmm. I had a neighbor lived upstairs. Did a wellness check on me to make sure I was okay. Sloan could do the same thing and say, hey, listen, I just want to make sure you're okay because we're hearing these strange noises and we're quite concerned for your safety.
Oh, are my you? God, that's so passive-aggressive. I love it.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? They came to you because the noise emanating from your apartment.
Her husband was snoring.
Did they think you were living snoring. With a bear?
Yeah. Oh, it was snoring. I didn't hear that part of the story.
You didn't want to hear that part of the story.
So do a health check.
Health check, wellness check. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Like if your husband's snoring.
You know?
Okay. I like it. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. David, any advice for Sloan today?
Yeah, so if there's normally a maintenance guy for the condo association, she should call the maintenance guy and say, there's a noise coming to my apartment and they don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if this happens on a regular basis or a certain time of the day,
mm-hmm.
have the maintenance guy come by and let him listen.
Uh-huh.
And let him deal with the condo association.
Right.
It's like a podcast at that point.
Yeah.
You guys want to listen? Tune in. We're on Spotify.
See, that's what I'm... you got me to think. What if she were to... I shouldn't even say this, because it's probably copyright laws. But now, what if she recorded it and said...
Yeah, oh, that's
and
the
says
other
what?
Thing. I mean...
Exhibit A.
And send it to her mother.
Send
your letter to your mother.
Tell you.
Dave, I like it, Dave.
Wow.
You might have stumbled onto the answer. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
RWR, good morning. Who's this?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Do you have advice for Sloan today?
Well, I had an idea. Maybe LBS could put a little spin on it.
What's that?
Write her a poem. You know, roses are red, violets are blue, our walls are thin, and I hear you.
Oh, my God, I love
she
it.
Mail it.
That's sweet.
Mail it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she wouldn't know who it was from.
Right. It's in the spirit of love.
Hey, you like poetry?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good day. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ring the bell. There it is.
Okay.
You got to ring the bell when you hear that.
Ring that bell.
It's like the tip jar.
It is like
the tip. It's a big tip. That's all. Well, okay. So, Sloan, you got a lot of stuff to think about there.
You sure do, Sloan.
But the number one thing, don't put up with. You're not happy. You paid that condo. It's yours. You are just as... inclined to your own peace and quiet
and
as anybody else.
Yeah, I did not say that.
Wow. Yeah.
Just say it to the neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just watch When Harry Met Sally really loud this weekend.
Okay. So many.
I can't wait. Okay, that's Sloan's deal.
Hey!
Turn the TV up, right?
Okay.
That's what Harry said. Dirty Laundry is coming
on.
Get ready. It's next, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Foreigner, hot-blooded. It's going to be sunny in 38 today. That's okay. All right, almost 40. Maybe somebody will be lucky and hit the big 4-0 clouds tonight. And 30 tomorrow. Look for rain in the morning and turning to rain and snow, I should say, in the morning. Kind of a mix. And then high about 45, rain pretty much all through your Saturday.
Don't get out of bed.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, my weather report is no need to get out of bed. Mm. Don't even open the shades.
Sloan's neighbor over here. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
sunny.
It's
going
to be loud there tomorrow.
That's you know, I didn't think of that. Sorry, Sloan's going to rain. No one's leaving the house. Okay, it's 30 degrees in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Yeah, let's get out of that room and into the laundry room. Why don't we do that, okay?
Already.
Here we go.
Okay, so, Prince Harry, breaking news, talked to James Corden last night about why he left the royal family. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. pretty obvious, but let's, you know, whatever. But before I get to that, can we just wish a happy birthday to this sweet SOB?
This sweet SOB?
Yep.
Who is it?
Gavin McLeod.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Snooping from the Love Boat is going to be 90 on Sunday. And I know that the Love Boat is an older show, but it is a classic show. And if you have MeTV, you're lucky.
Does it hold up?
It so holds up.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
The only thing that doesn't really hold up is that Doc is not good looking and never has been. And I'm wild. The ladies love him.
The ladies
Maybe it's
like
the doctor.
It's the doctor.
The doctor. Yeah. Hey, another fun fact I'm going to throw at you that's going to you're going to lose your mind.
Okay.
The lead singer of Toto.
I don't know his name.
Joseph Williams, son of John Williams, the composer.
I did not know that. That's huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jaws, Star Wars, yeah. All of it.
All of them.
Isn't that crazy? Just a fun fact. I never even knew.
Never knew.
Look at me throwing fun facts out at you.
No, it's great. Oh, do you have some? Is that what he is?
He seems scared of the.
No, that's not it. That's something that's just running that I can't shut down.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. all right. So, Harry was on James Corden last night. Two things about this interview. The reason that he quit the royal family was because of his mental health, he told him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what? It was destroying me. It was destroying my family. And I did the only thing that a husband and father would do, which was to get out. He says that he wishes the royal family was like the royal family depicted in The Crown. But it's more like the, you know, British tabloids and stuff like that. The other fun fact we learned last night, Archie, their one-year-old's first word.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for a second. And neither does Brian Bell's wife. Crocodile. No way.
You don't believe Archie's first word was crocodile?
Too many syllables.
Maybe they're showing him
crocodile films?
Well, there's got to be some animated crocodiles, you know. You think it's a croc?
I think it's... Look at you!
I think it's a croc. There you go.
And finally, the most important story of the day. Putting the Globes back in Golden Globes. The Golden Globes... The first ever.
You're doing this again.
I am. You told me to.
No, I did not.
Yes, he did, you guys. Yes, he did. He's like, I can't do this story. Yeah, you must.
I wouldn't.
A company that makes products for postnatal breast care is running a commercial during Sunday night's Golden Globes that features naked and lactating breasts. I'm just telling you there. So if you see Globes that you didn't expect, that's why.
Okay, I'm glad it was you, not me, who did that story. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay. You're absolutely welcome, Bob.
I knew you'd like it. That's a crock. Okay, that's fine. I'm good. When are the Golden Globes on?
Sunday night, NBC.
So they're doing it Zoom.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'll tune in, but it lacks all the things I
The glamour,
want.
The glitz,
yes.
The nice clothes, the snobby actors.
Yeah. Right, all right. The things I love about it.
Amy and Dina are funny, though.
I know they are. I think they'll be worth watching.
That's true. Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Bon Jovi, giving love a bad name. It's 8:45. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today, and 38, could be 40 near you, and cloudy 30 tonight, tomorrow. You're going to wake up to some rain and snow all mixed up together. And high of 45, but later in the day, it's all rain. Pretty much Sunday, more showers, 43. Monday, March 1st.
March 1st.
We're on to March. And it's going to march in with 52 degrees and a little bit of rain. That's okay.
It's okay.
That's lamb.
Comes in like a lion.
It's coming in like a lamb, though.
Okay.
Bones and
leaves like a lion. You don't want that.
You know, I'm not a hungry lion. Nope. Leave like a lamb. We'd be happy to see that. Okay. Right now.
We're weird.
The weirdest weather ever.
I know. We do such weird weather.
I think it's really
good. It's relatable.
Weather that people can recall. Okay.
Remember those bozos were talking about lambs and lions and how it's going to be 50? Yeah,
they get it. Right. Uh-oh. Hey, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Trish.
Hi, Trish.
How are you?
What's going on, Trish?
Hi. Happy Friday.
Hey, back at you.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
You got a dad joke?
All right, so I got a little bit of... I have full disclosure here.
Okay.
It's not actually my dad's joke. But it's somebody in the dad age group.
Okay, that qualifies. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what did the band leader name his twin daughters?
Band leader named his twin daughters.
Don't guess.
I can't.
I don't know. What did they name?
You got it? Okay, let's see if he's got it.
Anawana Anatua.
Oh, Anawana Anatua. You got that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're good,
smart.
Didn't get that.
Oh. Anawana Anatua. I like it. That's a good one.
Hey, Lawrence.
I know. When I read that, I was cracking up.
Hey, were you guys ever? I don't know if you guys would have done this. Watched Lawrence Welk with your nanas?
Yes.
On Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Deviled ham.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Always what she's eating when she watches.
Yeah. And ginger ale.
Is that okay? How about you, Trisha? Do you remember what you had for snacks?
Yeah, we used to have our TV dinner and a ginger ale.
Look at that.
See?
We were more beans and franks up in Maine.
Well, we were fancy. We were deviled ham. A Pepperidge Farm thin bread with Grey Poupon mustard.
Okay, we got to go. And a one, and a two. Have a nice weekend.
Bye, Trish.
Bye. Say hi to Dad.
Bye.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. You too, Mysterious Ways. Okay, it's no mystery. Starting Monday, we're giving away cash and lots of it. The 10K No Repeat Workday starts Monday. Here's how it works. It's so simple. All you've got to do is spend your No Repeat Workday with us 9 to 5. Listen for the 10K No Repeat Workday song of the day. Now, we're going to tell you what it is. Not going to be a mystery. So we'll tell you what it is in the morning and then throughout the day in case you missed it. And then when we do play that song in the hour, all you have to do is pick up the phone and start dialing.
It's like radio nagging.
What do you mean?
We're going to tell you constantly.
Yeah.
Like, come on, this is what it is, and this is when you call all the time.
Never put it that way before.
I know.
Why would you?
I'm a marketing genius.
Yeah, so we're going to nag you all day Monday.
Let's call it nagging, everybody.
But we'll pay you.
You better be paying me for this. We are. So it starts Monday. 100, be calling number 100, which is the reason I like that, it gives you a couple chances.
Right.
You pick it up, and you're like, okay. All right,
don't worry. Again. Don't more give time.
It more time to call. Special number set up for two. It's 855-485-2000. But don't forget, we'll remind you what that number is starting Monday, because it's the money line.
Remind. Nag.
What? Okay.
You're tomato, tomato.
You nag, I remind. That's fine. Leave it at that. So we have the what's the name of our house band?
Oh, the ROR, please leave the house band.
Yes, we have our
get
own.
Get out. Get out of the house band. That's what it is.
We have the ROR, get out of the house band. And they work on little, you know, fun little kind of, you know.
Ditties
for us.
Ditties.
They worked out one yesterday for the Beatles. And this is for folks who want a COVID shot.
Okay.
Here's their answer to getting that.
I don't want to wait to get my vaccination. My group's place in line is last. Tasty snacks.
Yeah.
Get fat. Get fat. Get fat, and they'll give you a shot.
Done.
Get fat. Get fat. Get fat, and start to eat alone. Get fat, everybody.
There you have it, right there. Just the Get Out of the House band. I like that. Very good. We don't suggest you do that. It's just a little LOL. Right?
L-O-L.
That's all that was. Okay, here's Pat Benatar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.